Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
But right now, you're actually live. This is a broadcast by Tech Podcast Network, and it's TPN.tv, and this is actually being streamed to thousands and thousands of people all over the world live. So this is actually a live CES special broadcast, and we've been known to hit viewerships in the millions, actually.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I actually have a pair of our, these were just 3D printed. Hot out of our engineering. Our engineering offices are in Melbourne, Florida.
That's okay.
So Orlando, Florida, you know where that is?
Central Florida.
Melbourne's about 50 miles to the east.
Okay.
The Space Coast, John F. Kennedy, a lot of our engineers are ex-defense contractors.
Yep.
So we over-engineer everything. These just got hot printed on our 3D printer.
We're going to show these close up.
Those are the freeways. And let me know when you want to start the interview.
I'm ready.
Okay. So what you're looking at here is a wireless. Now, notice I didn't say wire-free. Wireless and 100% wire-free sports fitness earphone. There are no wires. It's point-to-point communication. You pair your smart device, whether it be an Android or an iOS, to one of the earphones, and the other earphone will automatically pair.
Okay.
To the next.
Right.
So we have no wires. You know, a lot of those sport earphones that are out there today
right.
have a wire behind the neck.
Right.
A little bit annoying. They pop out easy.
Okay.
These have a four-point secure fitting, 2 points on the top of the ear, 2 points on the bottom of the ear to securely hold it in place. Our founder, Dr. Eric Henson, is a practicing ears, nose, and throat surgeon down in Florida. And he's a sports enthusiast himself.
He's still practicing?
He's still practicing.
Okay.
So he holds us to a high level of accountability, not just for a consumer electronics company, but as a MD, he
right.
wants to make sure that we're offering the best, most secure fit, great music streaming. Now, the other neat thing you'll notice here, let's do another close-up if we can get a close-up
we can do
this
that.
On the table. There we go. Notice, and it may be a little hard for our viewers to pick up, but see that little, almost like a little square there? There you go. There's right on the inside of this earphone, and then there's another one. This will be easier to see. See that little white patch there? We try to make it easier for people to see here at the show. That's why they're in these colors. That is a wireless pulse oximetry. Now, that's a fancy
that
way of saying
scary.
Yeah, that does sound scary.
Go back to camera one, please.
So wireless pulse oximetry allows us to pick up your heart rate and your oxygen saturation level as you're working out. Now, you know from watching TV or maybe visiting people in the hospital, there's two ways that a hospital or a doctor's office will check your heart rate and your oxygen level. One's on your fingertip. You've seen
Correct.
Those things before. And there's the ones they clip in the ear.
Yes.
And that's actually what Dr. Henson uses when he goes into the OR. He's using something to clip on the ear of his patient to monitor their vitals during the operation. The neat thing here is we're taking that same technology. We're the only company in the world to do wireless pulse oximetry in a earphone. Most of the pulse oximetry, if you look at the devices that fit around your wrists, they're using a technology called reflected pulse oximetry. That means that you're using infrared light and red illumination that bounces off the bone, comes back up through the skin and the blood vessels, and then gives a reading to the sensor. There's only one small problem with that, and if you try this yourself, you'll know what I'm talking about. When you work out, you start to sweat, right?
That's right.
And the sweat creates water and salt that then block that sensor.
Right.
And suddenly, while you're working out, it says you have no heart rate.
And that salt is nasty stuff because it's acid, basically.
That's right.
And
so
these are going to hold up when you're sweating.
Not only do they hold up, go ahead and sweat. We want you to sweat. Dust and water resistant. Sweat with confidence. But more importantly, we're actually shining our illumination through the ear. We're not bouncing back. It is a absorption technology.
Okay.
So it's going right through the ear. The blood and sweat doesn't block it. We're reading the blood vessels through the ear. That allows us to get very consistent and accurate monitoring through your entire workout. We sample over 500 times per second per year. That's 1,000 times a second. That's about as continuous as you can get without being physically connected up.
That's very accurate data.
Listen to music. Get accurate feedback to your workout. And not only can you see it on the app, that it comes with, but it also speaks to you. So as you're working out, Don, says, you know, you're listening to that great music. Let's say you're listening to Rocky.
Rolling Stones.
Little Stones, Sympathy for the Devil. I love it. You get that going, your heart rate's going, and you want to check, are you achieving your goals? Let's say you want your heart rate at 135. It'll tell you how close to your goal you're getting. And then it will say, Don, you've achieved your goal. It's speaking this encouragement on top of the music as you're listening.
So what's happening is these are actually smart. They're reading the data that your body's emitting, and it's translating that and saying, hey, you know, you didn't reach your goal, or you've reached your goal, or whatever the case may
be.
So you're getting instant feedback based on the exact readings that your body, your pulse, and your...
You got it, Don. That's exactly. And one of the key points here with a pulse oximeter, we want to measure your oxygen saturation level, because at a certain point, your oxygen level is going down as you're breathing, harder and harder and harder. You don't want to get below about 90%. You go into what's called anaerobic. You can actually start hurting yourself. So this is telling you when you've reached those levels and when, hey, maybe you need to slow down, take a walk for a minute. You can use it for cycling. Now, normally, we don't recommend anything over the ears while somebody's cycling, because you want to hear the traffic around you.
Right.
These have four microphones, two per side, and it allows you to mix your ambient sound. We call it environmental listen-through.
That's interesting. I had an interview yesterday where a gentleman had phones that actually took the ambient sound, and it was a different device, but I'm seeing that a lot. Used now in technology.
You're jogging on the trail and somebody's yelling behind you, on your left, and scaring you.
Yeah.
Now you'll be able to hear the footsteps
coming by.
So you have the ability, one of the neat things about our product that's patented, the ability to totally control left and right volume, left and right ambient sound, and most importantly, left and right frequency. Each one has a 5-band graphic equalizer. You may know some people that have a hearing deficit in one ear versus the other.
Yeah,
it's
common. You're talking to one right now.
There you go. You have your good ear and the ear that's not so
good.
What do you do when you listen to headphones? You jack the volume all the way up until the ear that doesn't hear as well as the ear that... But the problem is the ear that hears great now is getting blasted.
Super saturated.
It causes ear fatigue. You know ear fatigue. That's why you have these nice headphones on here.
Yeah, make sure you leave them before you leave.
Absolutely. I'm going to take them with me. Okay. I like them. The idea is for working out, we want to make sure that you feel comfortable with those earphones. You can control your frequency response independently, so you can set the highs and the lows independent on the left and right.
So what kind of frequency response do we have here? The typical 15 to 20,000
hertz?
Correct.
Five bands, basically.
Okay.
Five bands. Exactly what you would expect to get in an
earphone. Absolutely.
And the product is dust and water resistant. It's got dual pulse oximetry. It's got independent, total 100% wire-free. And we deliver everything here for wireless headphone plus the smart device with biometric feedback, all for $250.
Oh, it's very reasonable.
Now, I think when you consider it replaces two products in one, it's fantastic.
Well, you know, just the fact that you're getting that valuable feedback information that's monitoring your health accurately and also giving you feedback to speed up or slow down or wherever the case may be. I mean, it's like having a trainer built in your ear.
So your listeners can go to freewaves.com. That's FreeWavz to learn more. We have a special going on right now. People can pre-order the product. We'll be shipping our pre-orders in February and March.
Oh, great. That's so that's soon.
$219.99. Yeah, we're almost at final production now, getting ready to push the button in our factories.
That's
and then
great.
It'll be in our retail partners, the usual suspects you would expect to find advanced electronics like this, plus, of course, some of the sporting good companies that are out there as well.
What's
and
the
big online guys. What? 1 year, parts and labor.
Okay. And, again, the website that people can go to, because you can pre-order this and save yourself some bucks.
Yeah, freewaves.com. That's FreeWavze. So Freeways, FreeWavz.
And I'm sure on the website they can get, I see you have some information
there. Yeah, they can get all the information. In fact, the Halls, if they get a close-up here, Ryan and Sarah Hall are Olympic champion marathon runners. They're our sports personalities, our spokespeople.
Right.
They're using the product right now, and they love it. There they are.
Okay. That's great. Interesting product. A lot of applications. I wish you much luck and success, although I think it's going to be a great success. It's very clever.
We got to come out with the version that's the pulse oximetry for you to use on the radio so that your producer can monitor your oxygen level as you're doing interviews.
Well, let me know when that's available because I need that. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
it was very nice speaking with you. I wish you much success. Thank
you. Have a great CES. Let's make 2015 the year.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Great product. Nice seeing you. Nice meeting you.